Tonight on IFAF.
Idaho Falls and fan-friendly concessions.
We're hearing about this stuff in Nevada, in Utah, and in Idaho. What was that loud boom?
When that building was first made back in 1901, it was originally an undertaker slash furniture store.
We'll put you guys in the middle or wherever you want to sit.
No, we need to make a sandwich. They need to go in the middle. We'll be the bread to your sandwich.
Nothing like a little Bach toccata and fugue played on a flaming pipe organ by a crazed priest.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome, kiddies, to the Rocky Mountain Horror Show.
That's a new segment we'll have all during the month of October with all the freaky fun fall Halloween stuff. We're very excited
Spoopy
about
it. Spoopy season.
Be sure to let YouTube know you're into this sort of thing. Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, and bad jokes.
Mm-hmm. And spoopiness.
There's a subscribe link in this post. On tonight's episode, we're going to double down on Mikey's UAP theory about the loud booms.
Aliens.
We'll talk about Oktoberfest like we forgot to last episode. Oopsies.
You know, but it makes sense because at least it's in October now.
Yeah. General Conference. Panic buying of toilet paper. The Wall of Warmth. Fan-friendly concessions.
Mm-hmm.
Now boarding Group A, as in apple bottom jeans, and Group B, as in boots with the fur, and Group C, as in whole club was looking at her.
That's funny. Okay, I do sometimes wonder if people choose really weird words just to have fun.
Because
there have totally been times when I'll have to read letters to people, and I'll always choose animals.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Group A, as in aardvark.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't know my, what's it called? Nautical alphabet? Is it called the aeronautical alphabet?
It's something.
I know Foxtrot Uniform Charlie Kilo.
Yep.
Thanks, Bloodhound Gang. And I know if I were to come up with a fake name, it'd be Mike November.
Ooh.
Because that's M and M in that alphabet.
Okay, I actually really like that. You know, that's part of why I like my name so much.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's the thing. I don't like the name Carly, but I like my initials because it's KLM.
Yes.
Which is exactly how it appears in the alphabet.
Oh, wow. And I'm MN.
Right.
Well, and we joked once, I think on this show, that we should travel together with KLM on KLM Airlines.
To KLM.
To Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. That's still on my bucket list. I would do that.
It'd be cool. Mm-hmm. It'd be a fun time.
Yeah.
I love it.
How about straight to the comments and follow-ups?
I love it. I love the comments.
No sooner, and we've done it before, we'll do it again, no doubt in my mind, no sooner was our show published with loud booms in the title that another news organization in town did a story about loud booms.
I almost don't want to say another news organization because that implies that we're a news organization, which we are not.
That's true.
We're just your buddies who are bullshitting.
We're a zeitgeist organization is what we are.
Yes. I think that's a great word.
And you know what news organizations are not? They don't really have their finger on the pulse of what's going on in East Idaho. They just don't.
You can't.
They get press releases from the Bonneville County Sheriff's Department, press releases from major businesses, and then they listen to the police scanner.
Right.
That's about it.
Right. Well, and not only that, too, but there's also some stuff that they can't even touch.
Right.
You know, like their advertisers.
Right. Yes. Which we might get to this episode.
Yeah.
You know, and they certainly can't talk about growing large pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all of the
with cock in the butt
needed.
Yeah. If we were like a radio show, which we're not, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But if we were, I can just hear the conversation with the general manager the Monday morning after the show. You're like, guys, you got me so frustrated here. I get that you had to give the hack about the... Are the veins bulging out in my neck yet? They should be. About the growing the big pumpkins, that was relatable, and that's good and everything, but did you have to say cock in the butt so many times?
See, I almost wish that if we did have a manager, they'd have Jennifer Coolidge's voice, so that then she could be like, Oh, you've got some cock in the butt. You can't say cock in the butt that much. I can't do a good Jennifer Coolidge, except for the whole line of, you make me want a hot dog real bad. Love that line. Even that's a really bad impression.
If you missed the end of last episode, of course, we're talking about the stuff you use on window panes and sills.
Some say caulk.
Yeah.
We say cock, I guess.
Do you say chalk when you're talking about what goes on a chalkboard? I don't think so.
Right, right.
All right. Those and other handy tips here. So no sooner had we started talking about loud booms than the news organization put together an article, very clickbaity, right? Isn't clickbait where you're like, you click on it because of the title, hoping that they'll resolve or pay off.
Right.
And the article was basically five paragraphs of we don't know.
Yes.
We called other people and they don't know either.
Oh, yeah, that's lame. Like, here's the thing. At that point, at least speculate, which they can't do as a news organization.
Right.
But I would want people to.
But we can.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'd like to, here's the daily double down. I'd like to double down on my theory from last week. We're going to go back on sonic booms.
Yeah.
Being the theory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had talked about, and I just pulled a number out of my ass.
Right.
A random number. I talked about, let's say, an experimental aircraft, used to be called UFOs. The government's using a brand new term so they can avoid disclosing what they know about UAPs. I think I said UAE. No, Mike. That's the United Arab Emirates. Anyway, UAPs are unidentified
aerial
anomalous phenomenon, I think.
Something like that.
And that, so that could also include USOs, unidentified submersible objects.
Okay.
Anyway, I just speculated, okay, you know, let's talk about how Area 51 is a hop, skip, and a jump away if you're going Mach 10. Mm-hmm.
Well, and wasn't one of the first people to ever report a UFO a pilot from Idaho?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Right, right.
So it's safe to say we're in that neck of the woods.
Yes, I would say so.
And I, again, I speculated Mach 10. Well, I had no idea how close I was. I looked into this. The fastest plane on record, Carly, is the NASA X-43A. That's right. It goes Mach 9.6.
Okay. Well, and I do want to point out, on record.
On record. So this is what we know for sure. So we know for sure, and I also did this on, thanks Google Maps, Area 51 is 450 miles from Idaho Falls as the crow flies. That's not taking freeways, that's just a direct point-to-point flight, let's say, since we're speculating, and I'm doubling down, which I am. So, let's say a plane traveling Mach 9.6 is breaking the speed of sound nine times over.
Right.
That's 7,366 miles per hour, or 123 miles a minute.
Wow.
If Area 51 is 450 miles away, and a plane can travel at 123 miles a minute, how long does it take to get from Area 51 to Idaho Falls, Idaho? Glad you asked. About 3.6 minutes.
Wow.
Now, here's where it gets a little more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That test flight of the NASA X-43A.
Oh, yeah?
Was 20 years ago in 2004.
Oh, wow.
So that's, we're going off of, because you might say, now, Mike, be realistic. Could that really happen? Not only could it happen, but it has happened, and it happened 20 years ago.
So how much further could we be by now?
You're seeing my point.
I am. I love that we're crackpots on the internet that can say whatever we want. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the news. Not the news. So hear me out. If a plane 20 years ago could go almost Mach 10, let's say there is one going Mach 10 now that we've developed, and we're hearing about this stuff in Nevada, in Utah, and in Idaho. What was that loud boom?
Right.
The sheriff's department does it, but it can't be a sonic boom. Can't it? Are you sure it can't be? Then I looked into this. Mysterious skyquakes have been heard all over the world for more than 200 years, but scientists have yet to uncover the cause and the origin of the bizarre noises.
Oh, that's wild.
Just something to think about. What was 200 years ago? I don't know, the Industrial Revolution? We started showing signs of life in a global economy?
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Where otherworldly visitors might want to take notice?
Maybe.
I looked into it a little bit more and wanted to share that because it makes more sense now that I've looked into it. Sometimes you look into stuff and it's like, well, that fell apart.
Right, right. I would agree with that. Yeah, I'd say it's either that or it's a redneck who's just messing with everyone with some real loud, real illegal fireworks.
It could be.
It's probably not, but you know.
It could also be that we're, you know, blowing shit up out in the desert.
Totally. I mean,
I think that a lot of loud booms were heard by Tooele. Looks like Thule, Utah.
Right.
Which is close to the Dugway Proving Grounds.
That's true.
It's where I went to my first rave. There's a story for another day.
You're so cool.
Out in the middle of the Utah desert. I don't know if I'm cool. That story certainly doesn't make me cool. But anyway, I took a pill in Ibiza. No, anyway.
Well, I was going to say, you're either cool or you're a narc. So which would you rather be?
I was young. It was a different time. Different time. Yeah. All right. Where were we?
I've never been to a rave.
Oh, yeah. Oh, haven't you?
No.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Honestly, I don't know if I could.
Yeah.
I think I'm too old now.
You've seen the opening scene of Blade, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the blood from the sprinklers. It's Vampire Nightclub.
It wasn't like that. Anyway, I'm sure at some point, this is where Alpha's watching the show, and you shouldn't be. Go to bed. Mm-hmm. We'll be saying, okay, boomer. Mm-hmm. Since we've already broken the seal on the show.
Yeah, let's go for it.
If YouTube is to be believed, then we should spend the rest of the show talking about P. Diddy and his 1,000 bottles, 1,000 gallons,
right?
1,000 2-liters, 1,050-gallon drums of lube. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rumors been abounding about it maybe containing GHB.
Oh, crazy. Okay.
Yeah. Commonly referred to.
Remind me what GHB is?
in YouTube speak, we'll say it's the date rope drug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's kind of, it mimics a lot of the effects of Molly, MDMA, methylene dioxymethamphetamine, in that it, you feel sort of euphoric and out of it.
Okay. Fair.
I guess.
All right. I get it.
There are other people saying, no, that's not true. Mm-hmm. But, and then there's people leaving, and he must have been on either, I'm going to say, cocaine or Adderall or off his meds.
Okay.
Because he left a 3 or 4 paragraph wall of text.
Maybe he just had a lot to say.
He did. And I'm not going to even read the first 3/4 of it. Here's the last 1/4. I lived with a go-go dancer and she had most of her model friends over for 3 years. First of all, congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, good for you.
The things I saw them girls do to each other makes me think that if they could do this in a small party, I would hate to see if you got 100 of them together.
I mean,
oh my.
I will say girls do go crazy, but I feel like it's very different when it's in a co-ed party versus in someone's home.
Right.
You know, me and the girls, we'll get a little cray-cray if it's just the ladies, you know, and we'll act a fool. But like anytime, like if you get more than like 1 or 2 dudes up in there, then no. You can't
anymore. If it's a meat market situation.
The thing is, you have, like, unless the women are by far outnumbering the men, then you don't get crazy like that. You're right. Much more thoughtful a lot of the time.
I would hope so and think so. And
well, and not even from a like protective perspective, but more from a like, oh, I want to like look hot and not dumb.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. I don't want to be out of control.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You want to know that you like still look pretty.
Finally, guess what? We completely forgot to talk about last episode. Our Oktoberfest experience.
Oh, yep.
We were going to go to FanX in Salt Lake City, and then something last minute happened. Yeah. It was my fault. I had to do some work.
Happens.
And we didn't go.
Yeah, well, and also, I was so burnt out and tired. I was like, look, I don't want to drive. I can't do it.
And so we ended up going to Oktoberfest in downtown Idaho Falls. Mm-hmm. The one at, pardon me, Broadway Plaza, the one with two bald dudes playing?
Yes. Yeah, which they sounded great, by the way.
They did sound great. Here's a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I was looking forward to a really great brat, Carly.
Yeah, me too.
With some grilled onions and some sauerkraut and some stone ground mustard.
Oh, yeah, I wanted a straight-up sausage.
And I didn't see any great brats there.
No.
There was one guy, but okay. I'm not a fan.
Were there even pretzels, though?
I don't believe so.
I don't think there were. And that was something that kind of pissed me off.
So, we ended up going to the other Oktoberfest at Christ the King, the ski slope roofed church.
The Nun Run.
Then with the Nun Run.
Yeah.
And I was super impressed. First of all, it was on the grass in the shade.
Yes. Yeah, the one in the Broadway Plaza, like, y'all needed some tents or something, because my goodness.
And they had a couple.
Yeah,
but earlier in the video, you could see the people, yeah, mostly congregated in the shade.
Right.
But, yeah, it was, we stepped into the Broadway Plaza from behind the shade of Smoke and Fins and realized, oh, geez, it's 10 to 15 degrees warmer.
The crazy part was
on this slab of concrete.
Well, and even stepping off of the asphalt in the alleyway behind there onto the concrete is when I felt the heat wave hit me.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't believe what a temperature difference that was. And it was uncomfy.
So, I think your joke was, I'll remind you of it. Uh-huh. It was, well, church one, state zero.
Yes. Yeah.
The one at Christ the King Church was way more fabulous.
I'm kinda,
on the grass, in the shade, with the tents.
Right. And I'm kind of shocked because, like, I didn't know that those church folks knew how to party.
And yeah, right?
And I saw several lederhosen there, too, which I was very excited about.
Yes.
People, like, dressed up for the occasion. Yeah. There were more people dressed up at the church one than at the Broadway Plaza.
And listen, downtown Idaho Falls, City of Idaho Falls, Downtown Development Corporation, you know we love you.
Yes.
To the point where we buy baskets and wreaths and, you know, we love you.
Obviously.
And we got to call it like we sees it.
Mm-hmm.
And the church won.
Yeah, yeah.
This time around.
The beautiful thing is this is a nice opportunity for us to sort of, you know, grow.
Yeah. I know I was super critical about Idaho Mom Talk last episode, so I try to balance it a little bit. Anyway, in between Oktoberfests, I was already starving. I went to Oktoberfest with filling my tummy with delicious protein in mind.
Yes.
So we stopped at 18.
Yeah, because they've just recently added food to their menu. I guess not super recently, but in the last few months.
And unfortunately, the pictures we're going to show you are about halfway through each plate we're going to mention.
Because we kept forgetting to take pictures first because we were so excited.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
So we got these pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
The, I don't know, beer battered pretzels, whatever they're called.
Which were so good.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
They were baked perfectly. They were brushed perfectly with butter, however.
Yeah.
And they came with three sauces.
Uh-huh.
Sriracha honey.
Mm-hmm.
The stone ground mustard, which is a must have.
It just is.
For a soft pretzel, I think. Yeah. And then the cheese sauce, which is also a must have.
Yes. Yeah.
And then because we were feeling a little bit baller, I said, just order this whole page, which was two things.
Right. But they were two really good things.
The Wagyu filet medallions and seared sea scallops.
Mm-hmm.
And the herb and mint crusted lamb chops.
Ooh.
And I want to say 18, close, and no cigar.
Oh.
And here's the main reason why. You know, I'll go and blow $50 on an entree at any time, no problem.
Yeah.
If the quality is there.
Oh, yeah.
Cast iron, derailed,
even
Smoke and Fins, consistently looking at you.
Yes.
So we got two filet medallions in there.
Oh, right. I remember this.
We ordered a medium rare. One was, I think, well, and one was rare.
Right.
So between the two steaks, they were cooked perfectly. And the thing is, I wouldn't be so critical, but you're charging $50 for two pieces of steak this big and the scallops that were this big.
Right.
Three of those. So we went. We had a good time. We enjoyed it. We'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
And not quite.
Right.
And the other establishment I want to say isn't quite doing it for me yet. I know they'll get there, is Snakebite. Snakebite does burgers and fries really well, but everything else I've had there, sort of I've taken some exception to.
Right, right. Well, they're not always super consistent either.
Right.
You know?
There are places that just hit it out of the park every time, and those two places that I just mentioned aren't yet. You know I'll be back.
I mean, here's the thing. They're not bad. They're just not necessarily as consistent as you'd like them to be. No?
I'm just an average, everyday dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I have paid $50 for an order of chicken nuggets before. Because there are people, no matter what they order, if it's $50 on their plate, it's not good enough, period.
Right.
They're expecting, you know, a 7-course meal for that money.
Yeah.
I'm not. I get it that different things have value at different places.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're paying for the atmosphere.
Right. Like when you're in Disneyland and a Rice Krispie treat is $10 or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like a bottle of water at a concert venue versus, you know, at Costco.
Right.
Okay. But the lamb pops were great, don't you think?
Oh, they were so good. Now, here's the thing. I love lamb, both the animal and the food. Sounds bad. But
Carly had a little lamb. It was delicious.
It was so good. I really like to order lamb whenever I can, which sounds bad because I really love little
pigs. Sure, they're cute. Cows are cute.
I'm the worst. I know. It's fine. Anyway, but yeah, I feel like their lamb pops were really good, and I loved the seasoning on the outside. I thought they were so well seasoned.
Had that sear, that little charcoal. It was great.
Oh, it was so good.
It was great.
I was in heaven. I had a very good time with that.
So I want you guys to know that the only reason we mention that is just out of fairness. We feel like we have a responsibility to our listeners, just like you have a responsibility to your customers.
Right.
And we're going to do it fair and balanced.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get a little tired of news organizations or foodies who present themselves that way, who are just thrilled to go and get a free meal somewhere.
Right, to the point where it's always just a puff piece.
Where you're just, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is the no puff piece zone right here.
Yeah, we do puff pastries, not puff pieces.
Oh!
Eating.
All right.
To be totally clear, none of this will keep us from going to either 18 or Snakebite again.
No.
I plan on going again probably pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'd love to start fall, but the weather isn't cooperating.
Right. Although the leaves are changing, which is nice.
Yes. And it's, I have noticed that up by Alpine for the past couple of weeks, Palisades, that area, some really nice colors. Thanks for sharing those videos.
Right.
I wonder if it's also general conference weekend. We're recording this between the Saturday sessions and the Sunday sessions.
Yes.
I wonder if the...
Yeah, we wanted to be present for both sessions, so we had to find a time in between them.
That's it. We're not fooling anybody.
No.
I wonder if the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives cast is watching General Conference.
Oh, probably. To be fair, that is like the easiest church session to go to in the LDS church.
If you can't go to that...
Yeah, if you can't do that, where you can watch
it
at home...
Do you even Mormon, bro?
Yeah, right, right. I will say it is also one of the driest ones, so that can be difficult. And there's not a lot of like getting up and moving around like there can be in church, you know, in between classes and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, when I was younger, I always looked forward to conference because I always liked the idea of going to church in your PJs in the living room. I thought that was super fun. And, you know, it was always a big deal.
Can we get somebody with a helicopter, maybe a major news organization or a drone? To do an aerial shot of Idaho Falls on a typical Saturday, either before or after a general conference, and then an aerial shot of Idaho Falls, a time lapse showing traffic patterns, because there's two sessions each day, one from 10 to noon and one from 2 to 4. And I'd love to see the traffic basically empty out.
Yes. Yeah.
During those times and then get really busy right in the middle and before and after.
Yeah. I'd love to see that too. Honestly, I'd even like to see like a normal Sunday versus a conference Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun.
So the takeaways so far are avoid contention and be peacemakers.
Oh. I think that's fair. I try to do that.
And then,
sometimes I want to cause chaos, but I choose peace and love.
Very good.
Yeah.
Namaste. Bitches.
That's funny.
And also they have a new hymn book. Did you know this?
Oh yeah.
So they've gone from a 341 song hymn book to like a 450-500 song hymn book. And they debuted, they had a children's choir sing the lovely song Gethsemane.
Oh, okay.
You remember Gethsemane was the garden that Jesus prayed in.
Yes.
And said, Lord, take this burden from me before his crucifixion, after he was betrayed by
Judas.
Judas. Yeah. Oh, Judas Priest was in town this past weekend.
Yes, they were too.
So you could either see a preacher or see a priest.
Yes. Okay, that's kind of cool.
Anyway, I hope you had a blessed General Conference weekend. Did you hear about this? The Department of Education is working together with the Idaho Transportation Department to kick off the first ever annual Name a Snowplow contest.
Oh, yay! I was hoping we'd finally get one of these.
And certainly, if Plowy McPlowface isn't way up there, I don't know what.
That is a good one. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you've heard, okay, I asked ChatGPT to come up with some funny ones. Snowway Jose.
Always good.
Ice Baby. Yeah. Okay. Plowzilla. Drift King.
Okay.
But then I said, okay, but throw an Idaho pun in there.
Yeah, right.
Ida Snow.
Which is exactly where my brain went. As soon as you said Idaho-based snow pun, Ida Snow.
Snow Idaho. Ida really Blow.
I like Ida Blow. Ida Blow that snow.
Yeah. All right. I like Ida Blow. Yeah. But they more plow.
Well, yeah.
Than blow.
Yeah, really. That should be for a snow blower.
Reminds me of an ex. Snow-wadaho. Okay, yeah. Sometimes it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Sometimes AI photos still have six fingers on one hand.
I think you said plow-tato?
Oh, yeah. Plow-tato. Yeah.
That's funny.
Was one.
That's kind of fun.
All right.
Yeah, I like that.
Steal those, kids.
Yeah.
have you, and I'm sure they will. I'm sure, because it's eighth graders, right? Eighth grade students.
Oh, man. They're the only ones who get to have fun.
So what do? We take the grade and add six, because that's when most kids start school. So right. We're talking about 14-year-olds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think I was 13 in eighth grade.
Yeah. You could be somewhere in there.
Right.
But yeah. I'm not
13-year-old
sure.
boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it's probably going to be skibbity snowplow.
Right.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
I guarantee someone is going to submit something that says skibbity in it.
Sure.
And it's going to piss me off.
Riz.
Yeah, right.
Something.
Yeah.
I saw something kind of frightening the other day, and I don't always like alarmist news, but I think they have a point in that there's a guy going to school right now with a bunch of nurses, and they use ChatGPT for everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it may be that the person, the doctor operating on you in a few years, got through school with ChatGPT.
Could be.
Not really a problem if in the next 4 years we come up with surgery aid robots that can, you know, that he can, you know, hey, chatbot, what do I do with a corroded artery? I don't know.
Right.
Decroded artery.
Well, that's
he's operating on Napoleon Dynamite.
I think realistically what we need is just some sort of logic test to prove that these people can use these tools without being reliant on these tools.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Because
I can absolutely see the value of using ChatGPT as a starting point in whatever you're working on. And I know that there are people who are lazy, who don't have the brains to actually like take that as a starting point and run with it and just kind of sit on it.
As long you're right.
Good.
As long as they pass the test.
Right.
What do you call a doctor who gets a C?
Right.
A doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of new fear unlocked, have you heard about Waymo?
I think.
They're driverless taxis on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was it's formerly the Google self-driving car project.
Okay, cool.
And they have these driverless taxis.
Waymo taxis. Way less drivers.
Yeah, Waymo be there. If I have to hear this song one more time, I'm going to Waymo burn this store to the ground. Okay, anyway. Here's a real quick video of a woman who was stopped by a man. Okay, so she's in the Waymo, traveling to her destination. She's got a meeting she's got to get to or something. A man identifies the car as a driverless car, as a self-driving automobile. Stands in front of it, so the car has to stop, and he does it in a lane that's exclusive, apparently, to these Waymos. So the car can't leave the lane to go around him. The car can't move forward. She's basically boxed in by a human standing in front of the car, asking for her number.
Yeah, that's not terrifying at all.
What a dick.
Right. See, some men just feel so entitled to women's time. Oh, I think you're pretty, so I think that I deserve your time as if you have no life and nowhere to be. You, dude.
Well, and what's the law that's being broken here? Unlawful detainment?
I would say, something like that.
Or there's got to be something.
Yeah.
And if there isn't, I bet there will be soon.
There's got to be. Maybe even just harassment, too.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, if she can't leave and he won't leave her alone, that's harassment.
He's basically through the middleman that is the automated automobile holding her hostage.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He's detaining her.
Oh, well, saying, can I get your number?
Yeah. Can I have your number?
Which is so much more annoying about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and this is why I think that, here's the thing.
Why do dudes think that's a good strategy?
Because they're stupid.
I guess so.
Because they're thinking with the wrong head.
I guess so.
And here's the thing. I don't think that women should have to do anything other than say no thank you and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But considering the world we live in and the fact that sometimes it's easier to not be blunt and tell the truth, I feel like it's always smart for women to have a fake wedding ring hanging out.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, something you can flash. Sorry, I'm married by.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Idaho Falls Fiber has partnered with QuickNet as the only local internet service provider. That's QWK.net.
Get QuickNet's crazy fast 250 service for $37 a month or their crazy fast gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and of course, hometown friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, it's QuickNet. That's QWK.net. New customers, use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you want locally raised beef for the holidays or to feed your family through the winter? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You know it's crockpot season. Make your favorite pot roast with a 4-pound chuck roast that's included. For your own farm-to-table experience, find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook.
New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase. And coming soon, win front row tickets to a Spud Kings hockey game.
Selling your home? Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. I help Idaho buy, sell, and invest in real estate. And yes, you can even sell a home in the fall or the winter in Idaho.
You know we have insight on the Idaho Falls community, and we know the current real estate market too. Plus, we're backed and brokered by the best, Keller Williams Realty, East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, think of us. Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post.
Go thrifting for your new fall look at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale. Elsie's Closet is Idaho Falls' only thrift store devoted exclusively to women and women's fashion.
Oh yeah, they just hosted shoppers from the Ladies Shopping Days over the weekend, and they're doing it again this coming Saturday.
They sure are.
So stop in for your fall sweaters, hoodies, cardigans, layering tops, and more.
Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign just off Yellowstone on A Street. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
You deserve the best, especially when it comes to treating yourself. That's why you deserve Thor's Chocolate.
The best artisan chocolate in East Idaho. It's beyond anything you've tasted before, with bold, smooth, delicious flavors, dark milk and white chocolates, and a few keto-friendly options as well.
Made from bean to the bar in Idaho Falls, Idaho. Thor'sChocolate.com. New customers use promo code IFAF to get this. Save 25% on your first purchase. Thor's Chocolate. Fit for the gods.
Did you have family or friends visit Idaho Falls this summer? Send them the best souvenir, a unique homegrown t-shirt from T-Tom T-Shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower. Check out TetonT-Shirts.com. Click the link on this post. These exclusive designs are not available in gift shops.
TetonT-Shirts.com. We're a real piece of Idaho Falls. Oh, and speaking of our fabulous sponsors, by the way, this dress I'm wearing under my cardigan, which, by the way, is one of the most beautiful garments I've ever owned, is actually from Elsie's Closet.
Okay, very nice.
I picked it up like 2 weekends ago. It was really fun.
Super cute there.
Yeah. Like such a great color, huh?
Yes, it is. And this is the non-Teton t-shirt of the episode. Yes, it's a complete ripoff on the Indiana Jones logo.
Makes it fun. All right. Yeah. Well, and honestly, I like that jacket is kind of a ripoff on his professor look.
Yes.
Super hot.
Is this tweed? Does this qualify?
Oh, yeah, we'll call that tweed.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got some lining stuff that's kind of cool about it.
At the very least, it's tweed adjacent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jason? All right. Hat tip to my buddy Brad for this one, for pointing out that the Delta Center is once again the Delta Center. I love that. No Vivint, no energy right. Solution. It's the Delta Center. Always has been, always will be. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Delta, for picking up that sponsorship for the next whatever years you did. But they're now offering, get this, fan-friendly concessions.
Okay.
At certain events.
What does that mean exactly?
So available at all Utah Jazz home games this year. Uh-huh. They're doing Dasani bottled water for $2, box of popcorn for $3, nachos for $3, hot dogs for $3, Fars ice cream for $3.
Okay, that's reasonable.
How about it, Chuckers? How about it, Spud Kings?
Yeah. Especially when you got that really sad Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, man.
Like, you paid meal prices and you got snack.
Yeah. I almost handed it back, but I'm like, no, this just is what it is.
Right.
But the only thing I absolutely agree they should be doing this. The only thing I disagree with is, Coke venues, do whatever you have to do to stop selling Dasani. Dasani sucks. And by the way, in all fairness, so does the Pepsi version of bottled water. Are they Aquafina? Yeah, they're Aquafina.
Yeah.
They also suck. It's not that hard to reverse osmosis water, but somehow you f***ed it up. Both of you.
You feel so strongly about this.
I do. And I thought, I guess I'm the only one. Because I am, I admit, a water snob. I have a favorite still water, Aquapana in glass bottles, and a favorite sparkling water, Perrier. Not this new Maison Perrier, which is bullshit.
I will also say I love the fact that you specified the type of bottle it should be in.
It makes a difference. I've had it in plastic bottles too.
I get it.
Okay, so
I don't really care so long as it's cold. I like it ice cold.
And I know my opinion, and it's good for me. Yes, it has to be cold.
Yeah.
But it also feels good sometimes when other people validate your opinion. So, of course, I'm scrolling through the memes, I don't know, a year or so ago, after I had been saying Dasani sucks for years. And I saw somebody, like, you know the meme format where it's like them and they say something, and then me, and then there's nothing there.
Right.
It was one of those memes where a corporate executive said, okay, guys, hear me out. Dasani corporate executive. How about we make water that tastes like it had a nickel sitting in it? And they nailed it. That's what Dasani tastes like.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Now, and in all fairness, I will drink La Croix until the cows come home.
Oh, I love LaCroix.
And I love the meme saying, oh, yes, this is transported on a truck next to limes.
Yes.
Or hint of.
hint of lime.
Lemon. Or,
yeah, I love
or
that.
Like, think of strawberry, but on low battery.
Yes.
I get those. I think they're hilarious. And I'll still drink that any day over Dasani.
My only thing is that I will literally dehydrate if I can't get my hands on cold water.
Yeah.
Like, I could have room temp water in my hands, and I won't drink it.
Here's the rule on this show. It's room temp water when we're on camera.
Yeah.
Otherwise, ice, like, clanks in the glass, and that's annoying. Or, if it's an open cup like this, Mikey will chew on the ice.
Right.
I don't know what that says about me, and that's also annoying. But, right here off camera, I've got the Yeti with the ice water.
Yeah, no, I just do whatever the hell I want.
What are we drinking tonight there, Carl?
This is a taro milk tea from Hokkaido, and it's delicious and full of sugar. But you know what? Mama needed a treat after today.
Your nephew at dinner the other night with your family was like, hey, look at this, look what I got.
It was a Calypso lemonade.
Okay. 57 grams of sugar.
I know, and that kid doesn't need it.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. He already snorts sugar like it's Coke. I love him, but man.
It's the last thing he needs.
It's a lot of sugar. Yeah.
How about something warm and fuzzy? Particularly the Wall of Warmth.
Oh, that's always a good one.
They're accepting donations now through November 13th. You'll see chain link fences with winter coats on them.
Yes.
Coming up November 4th through the 16th. Okay, so they're taking donations all the way till the end of the Wall of Warmth.
Which is great.
If, you know, you need a coat. And they ask that it's one per person. But yeah, if you need a winter coat, find one at a Wall of Warmth. We'll have a link to the site itself on this post so that you can A, donate, or if you're in need or know somebody who is, send them to one of the Wall of Warmth locations. I think they did 8,000 coats last year. Their goal is 9,000 coats this year.
Wow.
65 donation locations, 10 wall locations. Super cool.
Yeah.
Lincoln Post.
Man, that makes me want to go through my closet. See if I've got anything I can give.
Yep. And then I must not go down D Street a lot, particularly the section with the underpass.
Yes, I do when there's a train.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
That is a little escape route there.
It's a good one, too.
And if you haven't been, you ought to soon. Because one, Jesse Mendoza, let's put up some video. Here he is working on the wall, has done this amazing mural.
It's looking pretty good. I actually drove by it the other day, too, and I was impressed.
Yeah. I happened to want to go see it one morning, and it was in between two appointments. I'm like, perfect. I'll drive. And there he was working on it.
Oh, funny.
I introduced myself. Jesse Mendoza is also, I think, part owner with some partners in Bardoza's Tap House.
Yes.
Remember when we went there for their Sunday brunch?
I sure do.
I had the breakfast sandwich that had the waffles and stuff.
Oh, that was good.
And you had the Eggs Benny.
Because of course I did, because I always do. And I actually think we went there for brunch again not too long after.
That's right, we
did. And it was pretty good.
With Lane and Whitney.
Yes, yeah, that was fun.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company, thanks so much. And yes, you did hear correctly. They will be giving away front row tickets to a Spud Kings game coming up in November, I want to say. We'll have all the details. It's going to be a little contest.
It'll be fun.
See how well you've been paying attention, that kind of thing.
You'll get to go with us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is part of the prize. You're welcome.
Mike and Carly, Lane and Whitney. We'll put you guys in the middle or wherever you want to sit. We don't have to.
No, we need to make a sandwich. They need to go in the middle.
Yeah.
We'll be the bread to your sandwich. Okay.
Anyway, that's going to be fun. So Jesse just kind of got this idea and got some sponsors together to make this happen.
Oh, that's so cool.
And beautify this wall in Idaho Falls. And he had a couple of other local artists do a couple of the other letters.
Oh, that's nice.
In Idaho Falls, because there's so many letters.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Sponsors got a couple. You'll see one of the letters has the new water tower in it.
Oh.
The old water tower's in the background.
Mm-hmm. That is actually really cool. I like that a lot.
So let's give Jesse a plug. Let's put up his business card, in fact.
Yes.
Dynamic Painting. And that's dynamicpainting15@gmail.com. Jesse Mendoza and Dynamic Painting, you are IFAF this week. Crisp high five. 21 finger gun salute.
Pew, pew.
And chef's kiss.
To you. And your excellent art.
And here's another shot of, at first I thought it was books, but now it looks more like buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But there's columns with different colors featuring, oh, I don't know, school colors from, say, Bonneville and IF and Skyline and Hillcrest and Thunder Ridge.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And we just drove by the East Idaho Aquarium, too, speaking of painted
buildings. Yeah, painted facades.
And did we see they have a...
There's a pirate ship out there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, big old plastic pirate ship. I didn't get a good look at what it is. I would like to investigate further later.
Okay.
But I think there are some other folks who want to investigate a little too.
The reason we're bringing this up is there have been rumblings and whisperings and not so quiet musings on the Facey Spaceys.
Yeah.
And local groups talking about the East Idaho Aquarium.
Oof.
And I think this mainly stems from a PETA complaint.
Mm-hmm.
PETA, the People for Eating of Tasty Animals. No, you know PETA.
Yeah.
And I want to preface this by saying, so the first rule of listening is consider the source.
Right.
The first rule of talking is know your audience
or
create one, like we're doing. First rule of listening is consider the source. Mm-hmm. So I just have to say, fuck PETA.
Yeah.
And if you want to know more, go to PETAKillsAnimals.com. They came after Yellowstone Bear World last year, and I think they're still feeling the effects of that. They're going after the East Idaho Aquarium now.
Yeah.
Their headline is, Whistleblower says neglected animals dying in droves at East Idaho Aquarium. PETA calls for probe.
Well, and to be fair, if there is a chance for animals being being neglected, I think that we should look into it. I also happen to know someone who used to work there because I know everyone.
You do?
Kind of like my dad.
Carly's nice. Got her ears to the ground of East Idaho. That's what I'm talking about, zeitgeist.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm talking about. We've got our finger on the pulse.
Yeah. So, former employee, but he hasn't been there for a few years now, so this could be slightly dated information. He was able to say from his perspective that some of their allegations may have some foundation to them.
Let me run one specific one by you.
Yeah.
Because I only want to talk about facts here.
Right.
The whistleblower allegations are consistent with public records obtained by PETA from the Idaho Department of Fish and Game, which show that more than 2,000 animals died at the East Idaho Aquarium from June 2019 through September 2022.
Oof. Okay.
Did he sort of corroborate that?
So he was there before 2019, but he did.
Okay.
Well, and there were some other rumors too that they just weren't given proper training. They weren't given proper PPE, even just good support from like management and stuff like that. For example, there was another story that he told me about about this gal who was trying to train one of the sloths.
Sloths.
Yeah, sloth. Yeah. Sloths. That's hard to say.
Road.
Anyway, she was trying to train a sloth, and it ended up biting her so hard that it ended up causing permanent nerve damage in her hand.
Ooh, ow.
You okay. know, so, yeah, why was she not given gloves? Seems like a simple thing.
That makes the movie Slotherhouse that we saw about this time last year. Right. Wasn't it?
You know, that does actually contextualize it in a way where it feels a little bit more plausible.
Hey, man, we're Slotherhouse 2.
Yeah.
We're waiting. We've seen Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Yeah, let's get some Slotherhouse numero dos, baby.
We're not saying anything that hasn't already either been said on Facebook or mm-hmm. in the Post Register.
Right.
But I hear another major news outlet is working on the story, has been for a while, and they're just waiting on legal to see what they can mm-hmm. see.
Yeah.
I do want to go on record as saying I'm pro zoo.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
I like zoos.
Not to sound completely insensitive here, but mm-hmm. you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
Right.
Certainly, as in real life, death is a fact of life. Mm-hmm. And I imagine animals in zoos pass away.
They do. Yeah.
For whatever reason. And I almost wonder if the few animals in captivity serve such a greater purpose mm-hmm. for educating the public,
yeah.
inspiring the public, even toward conservation mm-hmm. of those animals and their habitat,
right.
I would hope,
yeah.
that the
benefits outweigh the negatives.
That's what I would hope.
Yeah, yeah, I would hope that too. I do think that zoos and aquariums can serve very important purposes and porpoises. Thank you.
Very important porpoises.
In the sense that, you know, there are animals that are either bred in captivity or who are injured in the wild that can no longer live in the wild. And that can be a nice sanctuary for them.
What did I hear? A couple of people posted, yeah, I had to surrender a fish. And so I took it there and I found out it was eaten by another more expensive animal.
Right. Which is terrible.
I mean, is it? Because I have a whole rant, and I won't go into it now because we got to get to some fun stuff. But I have a whole rant. PETA wants equal rights for animals and humans. And I thought, okay, PETA, no, you get your wish. Here it comes. If you want animals to have the same rights as humans and vice versa, that means in the animal kingdom being captured and eaten by other animals. Mm-hmm. Why are you booing me? I'm right.
Not only that, but also if you accidentally hit a critter on the road, now you have to go to jail for manslaughter.
You're right. Come on. Yeah. All yeah.
right. It's not feasible, realistically. Like, it doesn't make sense for what it is because they can't consent to the society that we live in.
Because they're animals.
Yeah.
I'm all for the ethical treatment of animals. I'm just not necessarily there with PETA.
Right.
Okay. Let's get to the fun stuff.
Yes, please.
It's time to introduce a new segment that we even have a cheesy video intro for called
The Rocky Mountain Horror Show.
Which, by the way, when I was a kid, that's what I used to call the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Because my brother went to Rocky Mountain Middle School, and I was so used to saying Rocky Mountain that I couldn't, like, it didn't work in my brain. I'd always say the Rocky Mountain Horror Show. Yeah.
So that's what we got here. Mm-hmm. Do we want to do treats first?
Well, I mean, I think we do treats so that we don't have to smell anyone's feet.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Right. Yeah.
Trick or treat. Let's do the treats.
Yeah.
These are snot your regular gummy.
Gross.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. It's a box of boogers.
A sour box of boogers.
Sour box.
Yeah. And we got these over at Love at First Bite, right?
We did.
Yeah. Ooh, that was the same day that I got that Thor's chocolate huckleberry one. Ooh, that thing was good as fuckleberry. I hope they're okay with me saying that.
Slide that one really past good. The sensors. Yeah.
It was really good.
These are the, okay, what we're about to enjoy now are tangy gummy boogies.
Okay.
That look and feel real.
We can't call it that or else I can't
Do
eat
they
it.
Do they taste real? Here's the flavors. Snotter melon. Oh, I'm grossing myself out here. Sour green boogie or slime apple.
Oh, maybe it's sour green apple and pineapple?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. I was trying to figure that out. Yeah. Okay, we can't keep calling these boogers or else I can't eat them.
They're yellow and green.
Yeah, I mean, they look like Sprite.
Great, guys. Who makes these? Who the hell makes these?
Some asshole.
Is it M&M Mars? Is it?
Imagining's 3 Inc.
Okay. All right, good. I'm glad a major company hasn't jumped on this.
Here's something funny. Hmm. Guess what their address is?
What?
6401 Grosse Pointe Road. Fitting.
All right.
They got the location first and just ran with it.
Yeah, is that in Grosse Pointe blank?
Yeah, right.
Is John Cusack the CEO?
Oh, they smell good.
All right, well, fork them over here. I just want to get this over with.
Okay, I want to try a watermelon one because I like watermelon. Okay, I'm just pretending that they're gummies put out by Sprite, and that's why they're yellow and green and they're cute.
Totally.
Hmm. Those are delightful.
Damn it. They're good.
They're really good. Mm-hmm. They even smell good.
They do.
Yeah. The texture reminds me a lot of those Sour Patch Kids because they've got the dusting of sugar on the outside.
Oh, man. These are fresh, too.
Yeah, they're really fresh, huh?
This is so gross.
It's not. No. Dang it. I didn't mean to make a pun.
It's not.
No, they're not gross because they're just candy. Carly, they're just candy. You don't need to be grossed out.
Is it just me or did you have the childhood rhyme? Everybody's doing it, picking their nose and chewing it. Everybody thinks it's candy, but it's not.
That's disgusting. I don't think we had that one when I was a kid because I think we were really trying to discourage that behavior at the time.
Now I can't swallow this.
It's just bright gummies. See, they're green and yellow and green and yellow.
Okay, all right.
That one's really hard to get out. I don't think I like the pineapple one, though. But I like the watermelon best.
I want to say I don't think I'm a better person for having tried this.
No, definitely not.
Your 12-year-old kid, your 14-year-old kid who's going to be naming one of Idaho's snowplows this winter will probably love them.
Right.
Want to mention, too, as we talk about, this is our spooky segment.
I'm just going to flip that over so I don't have to look at it.
A wonderful gal. Thank you. It's East Idaho Adventures on Facebook and Instagram.
Nice.
They've got Lisa Jones has put this Google map together. It's got fall leaves. Where to go for that? You know, parks and canyons and recreational areas to see the fall leaves.
It rules.
Yeah. It's got autumn attractions like, harvest festivals and fairs. And then it's got scare houses.
I love that.
There is a link to the map in this post.
Oh, I will be visiting that one. Thank you very much.
And isn't it funny to note that Idaho Falls, for the first time in a long time,
has nothing.
Doesn't have a haunted attraction this year.
How crazy is that, right?
Hole in the market, anybody?
Right. Well, especially because I kind of think that Idaho Falls was like one of the first big ones in the area.
I think so.
Right? With Dr. Slaughter's, which I used to work for. That was very fun. Yeah.
Then Planet Doom, their last year was last year.
I know. How crazy. Did
we know
is that?
We did know that.
No, we didn't at first. None of them knew it until like the end of the season. And then they just closed up shop and they were like, okay, bye.
Like Spirit Halloween gone on November 1st,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. It's so weird that there isn't one like local anymore.
That's interesting. We'll see how long that hole in the market lasts. Right. I predict not too long.
One would think, but I mean, also, you can only really run it for, you know, a month out of the year. But during that month, I've heard that you make enough that it's well worth it.
I've heard that two people, and this was true in Salt Lake 25 years ago, they're huge for haunted houses and Halloween in general. Nightmare on 13th and the there's a Rocky Point horror house or something.
Something like that.
But there, yeah, there's a bunch of them in Salt Lake. But two people could then, there, 25 years ago, make a living. Lease the building for the entire 12 months and pay to upgrade the attraction just from the money they earned from, I don't know, mid-September to Halloween.
Wild.
So the one we chose to visit this past weekend was the Haunted River in Manan.
Yeah, which was super nice. And it becomes the Christmas River in December, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Follow them on Instagram because they are a very Instagrammable business here in East Idaho.
I would agree with that.
And and talk about a clever thing. Right. They get 3 months out of the deal. And in fact, I went 5 years ago. Ninja Nick actually introduced me to this. And did I hear wife Autumn from DIY Weddings and Event Rentals say, ask Ninja Nick about his full-size potato gun? Remember we were doing the cheesy little spud guns last episode.
Yeah, the little potato pew-pews? Yeah.
All right, Nick, I want to hear more about that.
Okay, yeah, don't hold that on us.
So I've been excited to go back.
Yeah, definitely.
I would say we have a few tips mm-hmm. for people when they go. First of all, mm-hmm. time.
Yes.
Pro tip, book your tickets on the internet because then you get a time window.
Right.
If you just go on a lark like we did, mm-hmm. you'll be waiting in line for most of the internet online purchases to go through.
Yep.
And then they trickle in the...
The plebeians.
The plebes. Like we were in line for 2 hours.
Yeah, basically. And we would have been in line longer, but we were a very small group. And so they bumped us up so that we could go with another small group.
Yeah. And because we went this past weekend, it was nice and warm and it was a still night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So light jacket did it.
But yeah, I just wore a sweater.
I would say dress warmly.
Yes.
If you're going to be waiting, even if you're an online ticket holder.
Yeah.
And remember, it's 30 minutes away from mm-hmm. Idaho Falls.
Yes. Yeah. So build that time into it too.
So there's, an hour of waiting in line, an hour round trip. Mm-hmm. And we still had a great time though. It's fantastic. Yeah. The place looks great.
Yeah. It was awesome. I really liked the little Halloween Village area that they have with like the concessions and stuff like that. I loved that they had soft pretzels available. Ooh. Unlike Oktoberfest. What the hell? and that soft pretzel was really good.
It was fantastic. And then at the end, so Carly growing. Just, she's got a snack.
I do. Well, and also I had like the tiniest, saddest dinner of just some mashed potatoes before I went there after not eating all day. So I was like ready to feast, baby.
Well, and you did it right too. They have hot cocoa.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then at the end, you got the donut, blueberry donuts with caramel sauce.
Huckleberry donuts with a maple drizzle. And they were so good.
I was way off.
They were really, really good.
They were really good. They were crisp on the outside and doughy in the middle.
And just hot, like really hot. Like I actually went, ow, when I picked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh out of the oil.
Oh, yeah.
And they made the whole car on the way home smell like breakfast.
Heaven. It was just so good.
Oh, man. If they just sprinkle some bacon on there. Whoa.
Oh, that would have been really good. And they have these really cute fire pits that you can sit around and warm up with, too. So you could buy your ticket online, wait for your window by sitting by the fire pit and having some hot cocoa. And then when it's time for you to get in your little line, your little fast pass line, mm-hmm. you hop on over there and you get right on in. Now, once we were in the actual attraction, it took probably, an hour to get through the thing?
50 minutes is what I timed it at.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's pretty good, though.
5-0.
Yeah. Wow. And to be fair, the group that we were put with was walking really fast.
They were.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they knew that they were with a couple of podcasters who wanted to get some stuff on video.
Right. Well, and either way, here's something I'm gonna point out a little. This thing is $25 a person, which is pretty expensive for a spook house.
Yeah, so slow the hell down, man.
Yeah, if I'm spending $25 for something, I'm going to get the most out of it.
Now, I didn't see no cameras anywhere, so slight spoiler alert.
Yes.
If you're watching on YouTube, by the way, subscribe link in this post.
Yes, please.
Listen to this guy play the organ. Nothing like a little Bach toccata and fugue played on a flaming pipe organ by a crazed priest.
Inside a wooden shack, by the way, which was the most terrifying part about that.
It was cool.
It was really cool.
Great job, guys. Yeah. We had a great time.
Yeah. The only other thing, too, is I wish there was just a little bit more light throughout the trails. They give you these little lanterns, but there were a couple of pretty treacherous stairs.
Yeah. Take your cell phone and get ready to hit that flashlight. Yeah. I had to a couple of times.
That was another reason why we were a little slower than our group. Right. So, and also, there were a few times when I feel like I lost some of the fun of the spook house because I couldn't really see what they were showing me.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So just a little bit more light, I think, would have added a little to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. As part of our Rocky Mountain Horror Show here on IFAF, Carly is really into haunted happenings right here in East Idaho.
I sure am. So
what do you got for us this time?
So I grew up on little local ghost stories, and I worked in a little local ghost story as well as one of my first jobs. It was maybe like my fourth one in. But I worked at Treasures in Historic Downtown.
Yes.
It is now the Downtown Dress Shop. But that was a really cool one to work at because while I was there, they were actually featured on the museum's haunted history tour. So I got to learn a lot about it at the time. and it was really fun.
And is there any truth to, because I've been in the basement of the Celt. A guy was generous and kind enough to take me down there one day with a buddy of mine who had some questions about the building particularly. Is there any truth to the rumor that there were tunnels running from building to building?
Here's the thing. I know that there are tunnels running to some of the buildings. That's a fact. Like, there's too much evidence of that.
And you go in the basement and you see they've walled it off.
Right.
Yeah.
We were pretty sure that Treasures had a tunnel back when we worked there because it made sense. It was part of the era. It had the same basement as a lot of them. It just would have made sense based on all of the evidence around us. We were never able to find them because the basement was drywalled and made to look nice. So the lava rock was mostly covered. There were a couple places where it weren't, where it wasn't.
That's crazy to see lava rock basements.
I know, right?
In a lot of the buildings downtown, yeah.
It is crazy. Well, and there are some people who think that lava rock, because it's so porous, sort of holds energy. And that's why maybe some of the buildings in historic downtown might be more haunted than other places.
More crevices for the spirits to abide in.
Yeah, little hidey holes. So the basement of Treasures was one of the scariest places ever. I really did try not to go down there alone if I could help it. And if I did have to go down there, I always tried to stay in the front room instead of having to go in the back. And I definitely didn't like to go into what we called the shoe room back when I was working there. Not alone, if I could help it at least.
Now, because I've been in the basement of Treasures because that's where the men's dressing rooms were.
It is. But that back shoe room, okay, it just had the worst energy. It was spooky. And it just, because it was all dark and dusty and just yucky, it just made it feel extra haunted. Now, when that building was first made back in 1901, it was originally an undertaker slash furniture store.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, you know, because what's a coffin but a couch plus a side?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we
It's a bed with sides.
Yeah, basically. So we speculate that that room may have been where they worked on the bodies because it tended to stay very cool, especially being in the basement in 1901 before modern refrigeration.
Right.
And that was also right by the elevator shaft. And so it would make sense because then they could, they could work on the body down there, put it in the elevator, and lift it to the other floors. So that's kind of neat. Yeah.
Okay.
But we actually, at one point while I was working there, had a medium come in, and she pointed out a couple of ghosts that she saw. I remember there was a gal who she was talking about that was like a 1950s looking woman. Like, that was the entity that she saw.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know who that could have been. But one of the...
she burnt the coffee.
Right. One of the spirits that she identified, she described to us as having a handlebar mustache and a cowboy hat, being from like a clearly Western era. We're pretty sure that that was John Henry, the original owner of the building.
Wow.
Who is actually currently buried with his family in Rose Hill Cemetery.
Okay. Oh, and there's another...
Oh, yeah. That's another good one.
There's a knocking grave, right?
Oh, yeah.
In Rose Hill?
We'll get to that. Don't you worry.
All right.
So, yeah. Anyway, fun spooky shops in historic downtown, especially with Ladies Shopping Day coming up this weekend. Maybe go in. Ask the employees about their spooky stories. It is, after all, spooky season.
It is. And that's our show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, real quick before we go, or in the same breath as us going, Pluto TV, you remember their Super Bowl couch potatoes ad?
I do.
Currently, a screenshot of that is our Facebook cover photo.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a new one with none other than Gary Sinise. You may not know this, but he's got an Idaho Falls connection.
Yeah.
I think he's got family here. Mm-hmm. Or in Rigby. I mean, very close to us here in Idaho Falls.
Yeah, he used to visit my cousin's church every now and then.
Yeah, and he hasn't acted in a while, but he's done it for Pluto TV.
Funny.
We're going to play in its entirety. The slogan is, crime never pays, neither do you.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So, stay fresh, cheese bags.
Crime. Murder. Gruesome psychological manipulation. I live for it. That's why I love Pluto TV. All the crime shows a couch potato could want.
You learn a lot watching crime shows on Pluto TV.
Like that the first 48 hours are critical.
You learn that the victim also leads a double life.
And I love when they say, I ask the questions around here.
You're not saying it right. It's like this. I ask the questions around here.
Is that Gary Sinise?
Yeah. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.